Welcome. This is Neil Grant, author of the book Words of Wisdom from a Christian Mentor, practical, real life, and holistic advice for the graduate transitioning into adulthood. The book has finally made it to Amazon and will soon be published. It says it's out of stock for now, but this will change shortly. My last podcast discussed the process of writing your resume, which is the first one on the section entitled Your Business Life. Today's podcast takes up the next step after writing your resume and addresses issues related to successfully having an interview for the job you are seeking. Let me just say this. For all of you introverts out there, or those of you who don't like to talk about yourself, throw those feelings out the window, as this could be your one and only chance to show the interviewer that you can be a real asset to his or her company. You need to talk about yourself and your capabilities, and you can't avoid this if you want the interview to go well. Don't blow it, but follow the simple messages in this podcast to prepare for that all-important event. Introduction. Many things have changed since I was out looking for a job with the birth of the internet and various job search sites. You will be using various websites and sending resumes into a big black hole while seldom ever getting any response. Things are changing rapidly, as discussed in my last podcast. So please take the time to research the various websites and learn how best to use them to get positive results, which will hopefully result in getting an interview. I've adapted an old saying to reflect the whole hiring process from my corporate days as a hiring manager. Ever heard the saying, all's fair in love and war? Well, I amended it to say, all's fair in love and war and recruiting. So if you want to do something or apply for a job which is outside the norm, just go for it. All is fair game. If you see an opportunity which interests you, apply for it, even if you don't think you're qualified. Let the hiring manager decide if you are capable or not, as he or she may be looking for some special attributes in a candidate and be less focused on your experience. The following is a brief write-up on the interview process, starting with your preparation work and progressing through the interview itself, and then following up after the meeting. Appreciation goes to Mike Dixon of Dixon & Associates for portion of the information presented below. Let's talk about the job search. This is an extremely involved and mostly frustrating part of the process. Job openings can be posted in many locations, such as various internet sites, such as Indeed.com, company websites, and many social media sites, and it's up to you to thoroughly search through them all to see what openings companies are seeking candidates to hire. The process goes something like this. Find an opening, read the position description shown, decide to apply, complete the online questionnaire, and submit it along with your resume. And then wait and wait and wait. Eventually, you will realize that they aren't going to respond in hiring you or even interviewing you. So you repeat the process again until eventually and hopefully you hear from them asking you to come and interview with them. Compared to the days of old, it's a very impersonal process and a discourteous one, whereby you will probably never hear a word back from them, letting you know that you aren't being considered. Sort of like going into a big black hole. The key is to be persistent and keep looking and keep applying. If you seem to be getting nowhere, you might consider various options of expanding your search from a locale in the area you're applying, expanding what jobs you're looking for, expanding what positions you apply for, expanding what industries you could work in, such as healthcare or manufacturing. At some point in time, after persevering, you will be contacted and requested to meet with them for this all-important interview. Preparation for the interview. Preparation is the first essential step towards a successful interview. Company interviewers are continually amazed at the number of applicants or interviewees who drift into their office without any apparent preparation or knowledge of their company and only the vaguest idea of what they are going to say. Thus, it is important to do the following. Know the exact place and time of the interview, the interviewer's full name, correct pronunciation, and his or her title. Find out specific facts about the company and vital statistics of its general industry. Write out questions you will ask during interview. Remember that an interview is a two-way street. The employer will try to determine through questioning if you have the qualifications and attributes necessary to do the job. You must determine through questioning whether the company will give you the opportunity for growth and development that you seek. Questions you may ask the interviewer include the following. Get a detailed description of the position. What's the reason the position is available? What anticipated indoctrination or training programs do you have that I will be eligible for? Advanced training programs available for those who demonstrate outstanding ability. And what is the next process step in the process? There will be things that arise during the interview that may increase the list of questions, so be ready to ask about them as well. Now let's get into the interview. You have one chance to sell yourself to a potential employer. So now is not the time to draw back into your shell and worry about coming across as arrogant and self-absorbed. It's time to be positive and assert yourself in telling the person across the table how you can help them. Yes, you helping them. The interview is not about what they can do for you, such as helping you make money, but what you can do for them, becoming a great employee who you can help them reach their bottom line goals. If it makes you more comfortable, you can say to the person, I really am hesitant to talk about myself, but I know this is my opportunity once and for all to sell myself, and therefore while I feel uncomfortable, I'm going to do it. Many job opportunities are won or lost in the personal interview. You will be evaluated on experience, but equally important, qualities or attributes that are not written in the resume. Everything depends on the thoroughness of your preparation and how intelligently you go about selling the toughest commodity of all, you. The major points that you have to come across to your prospective employer are as follows. Your background, experience, achievements, these make you the right person for the job. Your personality and intelligence will enable you to learn the job quickly to make a positive contribution to the company. You have a sincere interest in the job and the company. You have personal attributes to facilitate you becoming a reliable and contributing member of the team, to work hard, to perform well, and contribute to a good working environment. Here are a few basic rules. When you meet the interviewer and he or she introduces themselves, make sure you greet them with a firm handshake and make good eye contact. Smile, tell them your name and that it's nice to meet you. A limp handshake is such a turnoff, so make a firm and meaningful one. Present yourself well so that their first impression is positive. Dress in a conservative and businesslike manner. Extra care should be taken in grooming. Be friendly and cordial, even though the interviewer may be stone cold. Maintain eye contact throughout the interview. A person who continually looks around may come across as not really being interested in the job. Before you go in for the interview, read up on the company so that you know what they do and you can assuredly state that you want to be part of that organization. Before you go in, think of the top three or four things you want to emphasize about yourself, which will be of interest to them. This could include your previous accomplishments in school and other jobs, related experience, and your personal attributes. I think the last item is the most important one, such as having a great attitude, being a hard worker, being a person of integrity, being a team player, and most importantly, be willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Whenever you answer a question posed by the interviewer, throw in a comment about one of these things that I just noted that are in your personal list of attributes and how it relates to the question and how it can be of value to them. Answer all the questions confidently. You can do this job, and they probably think you can as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be interviewing you. Be confident that whatever they throw at you, you can learn how to do it well and do it quickly and learn it. For example, you can say, I've never done that exactly, but in my past job, I was met with the same type of situation where I had to take a little time to learn how best to do this and even spent a lot of my own time to master it. Within a week, I was performing it well and was soon asked to take on more responsibility. Don't talk money unless they bring it up. And if they do, you can state that you know that they will pay you in line with your experience and the value you bring to them. Here's an important one. Keep letting them know that you will do whatever it takes to be an exemplary employee. No matter how good you are or how great the demand for your type of experience, you must sell yourself to the prospective employer. Approach each interview with the limited objective, I want to get an offer. Don't decide early in the interview that you don't want to work for the company based on the appearance of the building or the first person you meet. Since offers are extended to those candidates who appear to be best qualified, you must emphasize your strong points and minimize your weaker points. If your experience is limited, emphasize your education, interests, and desire to learn. If your experience does not directly fit the job, stress any related experience or personal attributes you have. Be concise, but give all the highlights related to the job you are seeking. Avoid answering yes or no to questions and illustrate with an example when possible. Instead of saying only, "Yeah, I'm a leader," add, "I helped organize a local volunteer group and served as its first president." Don't hesitate to point out the positive aspects of your experience, but do make sure your statements are absolutely correct. Broad generalizations and exaggerations will minimize your chances for an offer. What can you do for the company? Know exactly what you can do for the company before the interview. Find out in advance all you can about the firm by reviewing brochures, checking through trade journals, directories, etc., and find out about the opening. By researching the company and the position open, you are able to review beforehand the positive points about your background, capabilities, and experience and education. Be prepared to answer questions such as the following. Why would you like to work for this company? What do you know about the company? What interests you about our products or services? What have you done that showed initiative and willingness to work? What are your major weaknesses? How do you spend your spare time? What are your hobbies? Why should I hire you? What are your best attributes? How much money are you expecting or wanting? The premise of this podcast is that this is an interview for your first job. So I would not provide a number when they ask you what money you're looking for, but say you'll be open to whatever their hiring policies are and their best offer. Make sure you understand what their next step is in the hiring process. They will probably be interviewing multiple candidates and may not know the exact timeline for hiring, but you should try to determine when the person will seek a follow-up interview or when they hope to hire the best candidate. Closing the interview. Don't expect them to make an offer on the spot. However, if you are interested in the position, let them know and ask for it. It's appropriate to say, "I'm very interested in this opportunity. What's the next step?" Last and most important, make sure you have their contact information and send an email or text to the interviewer immediately after the interview and tell him or her that you are interested in the job. You can help them by what you bring to the table with your experience and personal attributes, and you can supply any additional information or references they desire. Here are some typical mistakes made during an interview. Most people make these typical mistakes when they're being questioned in an interview. 1, you fail to listen to the question and may proceed to annoy the interviewer either by answering a question that wasn't asked or by giving out a lot of superfluous information. 2, you attempt to answer the question with virtually no preparation. Be prepared for success. 3, you may feel that tooting your own horn will sound like arrogance, but remember, you have one chance to sell yourself and your capabilities. If you shy away from doing this, there probably won't be another opportunity. One of the candidates I interviewed in 1989 told me that he would be one of the best entry-level engineers I would ever hire. I clearly remember the statement from over 30 years ago and was really impressed with his level of confidence. I hired him, and he was one of the best I ever hired. 4, you don't emphasize enough that you are ready to do whatever it takes to do a good job and help them achieve their corporate goals. Remember, it's all about what you can do for them, but you need to make sure that they know you're ready to perform. So what's the takeaway message? As I've said many times in this, you only have one chance to make a great impression and tell the interviewer what you can do for them. Don't shy away from telling them. Remember to mention your best attributes whenever you answer a question so that they will fully realize what you are good at and how you can fit in with the team. I always was careful to hire what I called low-maintenance employees, those that I felt I would not have to spend a lot of time nurturing and addressing personnel issues that they have provoked. I always look for those whom I would expect to work hard, be a team player, be a quick learner, and someone who is wanting to grow and do what it takes to succeed. Sometimes these are hard to discern, but with practice, I was able to hire people with great attributes and great attitudes. I doubt I was the only hiring manager looking for this type of person. So do what you can to show that you will be a low-maintenance employee. Well, that's all for now. I hope this has been truly helpful for you and your upcoming interview. My next podcast in this series discusses your first few days on the job and three keys to making your start a successful one. Please visit my website, newgradadvice.com, for more information about my book and the opportunity for hiring me to provide some mentoring advice on this subject. If you want help in this area or simply want a practice run, I would perform a virtual mock interview with you to get some live practice in this all-important interview process. The mock interview would be followed by an analysis of how well you performed and where you could improve. Anyway, advice can be provided in writing, in your resume, or any other topic of your choosing. Anyway, thanks for listening and bye for now.